You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Tell the Pakistanis we will share none of this with the Pakistanis. The president sent me to Pakistan after the raid.
The death toll is climbing from the latest major earthquake to hit Nepal. The latest reports put the number of dead at more than a dozen. This is USA Headline News.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month working from home with their own home-based business. All you'll need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We'll teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondusa.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondusa.com. That's 7secondusa.com.
A witness to the shooting involving George Zimmerman says the shooter pleaded with him to call 911.
Guy came pulling up and said, please call 911. Will you please call 911? I was like, well, what happened? He's like, I just shot George Zimmerman.
The lawyer for Matt Epperson did not go into detail, but said his client has a concealed weapons permit and called the shooting justified. Zimmerman is best known for shooting and killing Trayvon Martin in 2012 and later being acquitted for murder. Zimmerman and Epperson were involved in a confrontation last fall, but it's unclear how that incident is related to Monday's shootings. A witness to the shooting involving Zimmerman says Epperson explained what led to the incident. General Motors Compensation Fund now says faulty ignition switches led to at least 100 deaths. The fund approved the 100th death claim yesterday. GM said last year it knew of only 13 deaths related to ignition switches that suddenly shut off engines and disabled airbags. Internal and government investigations revealed that GM knew about the problem more than 10 years before it became public last year when the company started recalling more than 2.5 million cars. This is USA Headline News.
Hi. I'm America's behavior expert, Scott Farrell, and for the first time, I'm offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system I've used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and may even save your marriage. Let my 20 years of experience go to work for you. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this. Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0.
More Americans are claiming no religious affiliation, while the percentage of U.S. Christians is falling. Those are two of the biggest findings in a new Pew Research Center study. It finds more than 7 in 10 people in the U.S. identify as Christian. That's down from more than 78% in Pew's study of religion in America 8 years ago. The percentage of Americans who describe themselves as agnostics, atheists, or not interested in religion is now nearly 23% of people surveyed, up from 16% in 2007. Checking your phone at the playground could put your children at risk. Dr. Elaine Schulte of the Cleveland Clinic says it's important to eliminate distractions.
Children are smart, and they definitely check to see whether parents are distracted prior to taking that risky behavior. So we know that they're more likely to take the risk.
More than 200,000 kids in the U.S. go to the emergency room due to injuries on the playground. Research shows a child is 3 times more likely to be risky while playing if the person responsible for them is distracted by a mobile device. Some of the behaviors include running up slides and jumping off swings. Dr. Elaine Schulte says it's important to stay focused while children are at play.
If a parent needs to bring a cell phone with them, it's probably best that they turn it off or silence it while their children are playing.
Millennials are now the biggest generation in the U.S. labor force. More than 53 million Americans, 34% of the workforce, were born after 1981. Millennials now outnumber members of Generation X. The 45 million working Americans born from 1946 to 1964 now make up less than 30% of the workforce. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Time is 10:07. Time for Hunt and Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, it's 76 degrees, partly cloudy skies, and winds are gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Sun and clouds mix today, a high of 86, winds west-southwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. For tonight, mainly clear skies and a low of 52, and partly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 67, winds 15 to 25 miles an hour. Thursday will be plentiful sunshine, but a high of only 73. Overcast and a high of 74 on Friday the 15th. Thunderstorms likely in the morning on Saturday. Scattered thunderstorms later in the day, a high of 79. A chance of rain is 80%. Cloudy and 78 on Sunday the 17th. Temperatures in our area right now, over in Pittstown at 76, 78 in New Hope, 76 in Raritan, 80 down in Hopewell, 77 up in Lebanon. Stay tuned for Tech Today on HuntandChamberRadio.com. Welcome to Tech Today on HuntandChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We accomplish that by accomplishing your wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers seeking solutions for personal or business use can be better informed when making those decisions or purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out those technological decisions. Each week, I will focus on topics about technology. Segments could include news, the latest apps, buying advice for software and hardware, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, you can go to Tech Today on Facebook. You could email me through goodmorninghunterin@huntandchamberradio.com. The phone number at the studio is 908-237-0410, but I am not there today, so do not call that. And if you need to get in touch with me outside of the studio, well, my website is bluepantherbiz.com. Lots of technological news out there. We gave you a warning about technology last week with regard to making sure you don't blunder by perhaps sending out things that you really shouldn't, that bring a bad reputation to you and your company. Well, here's another way that, unfortunately or fortunately, technology has an effect on you and perhaps your job. On Yahoo Tech in Yahoo.com, Daniel Howley reports on the 11th of May that woman allegedly fired for deleting an app that let her boss track her movements 24/7. So a California woman is suing her former employer after she claims she was fired for uninstalling a smartphone app that let her boss track her movements 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. According to Ars Technica, which obtained a copy of the complaint, Myrna Arias worked for the Intermex wire transfer service when she says her boss, John Stubitz, fired her for deleting the Xora, which is now Click Software, job management app from her smartphone. Credit cards are now, in the suit, Arias claims that the app allowed Intermex and Stubitz to track her movements, whether she was working or not. Arias said that when she and her fellow employees asked Stubitz if he could track them when they weren't working, Stubitz said and admitted that employees would be monitored while off duty and bragged that he knew how fast she was driving at specific moments ever since she had installed the app on her phone. According to the suit, Arias didn't have a problem with the app tracking her while she was working, but didn't want it tracking her when she was off. Doing so, Arias said, amounted to an invasion of privacy. Xora, the app that Arias complained about, tracks and manages mobile employees while they're in the field. Arias said she is seeking payment for lost wages and punitive damages. We reached out to Intermex and will update this article when we receive a response. The proliferation of smartphones and our always-connected culture have given rise to a number of privacy issues and complaints. Social media users continuously argue that Facebook and Twitter regularly invade users' privacy, while similarly allegations have been made against major smartphone makers and websites. The difference here is that Arias was required to install an app on her handset by her employer, something more and more companies require their company workers to do in order to protect corporate data stored on their smartphones. Do you think Arias should have been fired for not using the app, as her suit alleges? Should employees and employers be able to track workers when they're hot and when they're not on the job? That's an interesting question. And it goes beyond that, actually. There's been talk prior to the concept of smartphones that was a way for employers to monitor the keystrokes on your computer at work. So here's essentially how this should be fixed. And the way it should be fixed is that if you want, as an employer, to have the access to your employees via a smartphone, well, then you're going to need to supply the smartphone. And that smartphone will be then turned off when the workday is done. And that's really how that gets around it. Same thing with any type of PC. If you are, in fact, interested in keeping track of what your employees are doing on the job, well, then you're going to have to give them a PC or a laptop. And yes, you are, in fact, welcome to monitor what's going on that particular piece of equipment for that particular time of the day. But you definitely should not be involved with or allowed to install any type of software on my personal phone or on my personal computer. And so that's where the statute and limitations should be drawn. This seems to be a little bit over the top, but I do bring the awareness to both sides of the argument. The first one is that employees, you have to realize that when you are an employee, you are, in fact, working for the company, and they have a right to know what you're doing and how you're doing it. You could get into the quality of that relationship and whether you want to work for an organization like that, that's fine. But they are in their rights to be able to do it. Employers, you want to create loyalty? Well, this is not the way to do it. And you're having this type of reach. If you are sitting there that suspicious, well, then there's a lot of issues that are going on in the culture of your company. The way to best do it is to use leadership skills to make sure that your employees are working in the best interest of the company without you having to monitor them. If you have to monitor them, then you really don't need the employee, or you need to change the culture, one of the two. So that's about the size of that. But to understand that they're in their well within their rights to be able to do it, as long as it's their equipment and it's during working hours. So supply the equipment, and then you have all the right to do what you're doing. Time right now is 10:15, so we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of Tech Today in just a moment. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, huntertonchamber.org, for more information today.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. You're listening to Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com, and we are in the county of Hunterdon. One of the newest business industries to be in Hunterdon that's making quite a name for itself is the wine industry. Number of vineyards in our area. It's not Napa Valley, but they are certainly challenging Napa Valley for wine success. And so, hey, let's tie together wine and technology, shall we? How about this? Business Insider has a article here by Peter Spand says, I tried a bunch of apps for wine lovers, and these are the ones worth downloading. He wrote this article on May 11th, and it says, there are more wine apps out there than anyone could possibly want or need. The iTunes and Google Play app stores each contain hundreds of apps for onophiles, tasting logs, wine pairing services, review databases, educational services, and many others. But which ones are really useful? As a longtime wine collector, I decided to try many as I could and found three that stood out. These apps, which combine the concept of tasting log with social networking features, also allow for instant identification through using your phone's camera and comparison pricing. So he starts off with Delectable is the best for following wine celebs and living vicariously off of their tasting notes. It's available in Android and iPhone. And he says, Delectable had the best label recognition of the three favorites, and for me, had the most people actively uploading wines to the platform. These include numerous wine writers, sommeliers, like Ray Isle of Food and Wine magazine, and Jay McKierney, novelist and wine writer for Town and Country. Following these writers can induce extreme wine envy, so beware. McKierney is the particular seems to regularly drink wines that most people would consider a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Pros of Delectable are it's the fastest and most accurate image matching, the most experts are following, and a rating system that allows for the most granularity of measurement. The app's cons often had more expensive prices on wines than others in the category for e-commerce, and it's not currently available for Windows Phone. The second app he had is Vivino, is best for people who dine out at restaurants with extensive wine lists available for Android, iPhone, and Windows. Vivino performs well against its comparative set, though it doesn't have as many wine experts regularly using the service, and its image matching was slightly less reliable than Delectable's service. This app is your best choice if you dine out regularly at high-end restaurants. Your location data allows Vivino to point you in the restaurant wine lists in the immediate area, and from there it will also provide data on the wines on those lists. If you're the type of person who studies the wine lists of restaurants before you visit, this is very helpful. The app can also help you navigate large wine lists and provides a valuable second opinion when deciding on a specific bottle. The pros of Vivino shows wine lists near you, as well as many verified wine lists, at least in New York City, Los Angeles, and Chicago. Its premium features pull in ratings, subscriptions, and additional information, and it's only app in this category available for Windows Mobile. I'm just going to stop there for a second and let you know that with Windows 10, it's not going to matter. Windows 10 is going to allow you to run Android apps. And I believe Windows is eventually going to run Android apps as well. So it's a short time between when we get to, from where we are right now to when that happens. So that shouldn't be a dissatisfier. If you are running a Windows phone, just wait a little while and it will be available. The cons of Vivino is fewer wine experts than Delectable. That's not too bad. There are experts, just not the same amount. Dern, I think that's it's Dryank, I guess is the way it's pronounced. Dryync is best for people who plan on using their tasting notes to purchase wine via the app, available for Android and iPhone. Dryank is more focused on wine discovery than, I guess it's pronounced drink. That would be the most sense. It's just spelled really weird, so it catches your eye. So Drink, Dryync, is more focused on wine discovery than Delectable and Vivino, and features more curated lists of wines for service and thinks you will enjoy. Though many other apps also feature this content, it is less prominently displayed. Photo matching was solid, and the prices for matched wines were lower on average than the other apps I tried. Unless you are connected via social networks to wine experts, you won't see their choices on this app. Drink has the best prices from wine stores, and more content aiding in wine discovery. That's the pros. The cons are no wine experts to follow and no version for Windows Phone. Any of the above apps will help you keep track of discover specific wines. Often use these apps in wine stores when debating a purchase, and proven very useful when out considering price and reviewing wines. Also enjoy keeping track of the wines that have been drinking recently and staying connected with friends from the to obsess about these things. The biggest problem with any of these apps is that any of his friends are dispersed across all three and others, and no sane person would maintain their presence across multiple apps serving virtually the same function for any period of time. I highly recommend downloading one based on the strengths that best map to your needs. And for the author, the app was Vivino, but all three were very helpful and worth his time. Some other wine apps worth checking out are Wine Spectator Wine Ratings. That's number one. Cellar Tracker, available for Android, iPhone, and Windows. And what else does he have here? So those are the other ones that he has. And Cellar Tracker can scan UPC codes. So that's pretty cool. So if you're a wine connoisseur and you're looking for an app that is going to somehow meet your needs, you have five right there described for you to consider, try out. Certainly you have to do it yourself. Taking the perspective and of one particular individual and how they're using the app is not going to do you any great service. The best thing to do is to take the five apps, try them out, and see if they work for you. That's the only way you're going to know whether you truly enjoy them or not. It is 10:27. We're at a breaking point. We're going to do news and weather, and I will be back with more about Good Morning Hunter, Tech Today, right after that. And we've got plenty of other things to talk about, including robocalls. You might be surprised to learn that there are some. There's a growing grassroots effort through technology to somehow kill off the new wave of robocalls. We'll be right back with more of Tech Today. Hang on. You're listening to Tech Today on HunterChamberRadio.com.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. A fellow NFL quarterback speaks out about Tom Brady after the Patriots quarterback was handed a 4-game suspension. The New York Giants' Eli Manning says he doesn't like to see players get punished.
Tom's been a friend of mine. I don't like to see anybody get suspended. I don't like to see anybody get in trouble. I don't like to see anything happen to the NFL or to a player or to another quarterback.
Investigators found that Brady was at least aware of game balls being deflated before the AFC Championship game against the Indianapolis Colts back in January. A former deputy director of the CIA says recent reports concerning the killing of Osama bin Laden are untrue. Michael Morrell tells Fox News that he was a part of the process from beginning to end.
I was in the meeting with the president when the president decided we will not tell the Pakistanis, we will share none of this with the Pakistanis. The president sent me to Pakistan after the raid.
The death toll is climbing from the latest major earthquake to hit Nepal. The latest reports put the number of dead at more than a dozen. This is USA Headline News.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month working from home with their own home-based business. All you'll need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We'll teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondusa.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondusa.com. That's 7secondusa.com.
A witness to the shooting involving George Zimmerman says the shooter pleaded with him to call 911.
Guy came pulling up and said, please call 911. Will you please call 911? I was like, well, what happened? He's like, I just shot George Zimmerman.
The lawyer for Matt Epperson did not go into detail, but said his client has a concealed weapons permit and called the shooting justified. Zimmerman is best known for shooting and killing Trayvon Martin in 2012 and later being acquitted for murder. Zimmerman and Epperson were involved in a confrontation last fall, but it's unclear how that incident is related to Monday's shootings. A witness to the shooting involving Zimmerman says Epperson explained what led to the incident. General Motors Compensation Fund now says faulty ignition switches led to at least 100 deaths. The fund approved the 100th death claim yesterday. GM said last year it knew of only 13 deaths related to ignition switches that suddenly shut off engines and disabled airbags. Internal and government investigations revealed that GM knew about the problem more than 10 years before it became public last year when the company started recalling more than 2.5 million cars. This is USA Headline News.
Hi, I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell, and for the first time, I'm offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system I've used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and may even save your marriage. Let my 20 years of experience go to work for you. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this. Call now. 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0.
More Americans are claiming no religious affiliation, while the percentage of U.S. Christians is falling. Those are two of the biggest findings in a new Pew Research Center study. It finds more than 7 in 10 people in the U.S. identify as Christian. That's down from more than 78% in Pew's study of religion in America 8 years ago. The percentage of Americans who describe themselves as agnostics, atheists, or not interested in religion is now nearly 23% of people surveyed, up from 16% in 2007. Checking your phone at the playground could put your children at risk. Dr. Elaine Schulte of the Cleveland Clinic says it's important to eliminate distractions.
Children are smart, and they definitely check to see whether parents are distracted prior to taking that risky behavior. So we know that they're more likely to take the risk.
More than 200,000 kids in the U.S. go to the emergency room due to injuries on the playground. Research shows a child is 3 times more likely to be risky while playing if the person responsible for them is distracted by a mobile device. Some of the behaviors include running up slides and jumping off swings. Dr. Elaine Schulte says it's important to stay focused while children are at play.
If a parent needs to bring a cell phone with them, it's probably best that they turn it off or silence it while their children are playing.
Millennials are now the biggest generation in the U.S. labor force. More than 53 million Americans, 34% of the workforce, were born after 1981. Millennials now outnumber members of Generation X. The 45 million working Americans born from 1946 to 1964 now make up less than 30% of the workforce. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Time is 10:33. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. Right now in Flemington, the temperature is 76 degrees and is clear skies. Today is May 12th, 2015, and it'll be sun and clouds mixed today and a high of 85, winds west-southwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Mostly clear and a low of 52 tonight, winds west-northwest at 10 to 20, and intervals of clouds and sunshine and a high of 67 tomorrow, winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Thursday, sunny skies 73, 74 and cloudy on Friday. Thunderstorms will show up on Saturday. Variable clouds with scattered thunderstorms and a high of 79. Chance of rain now 60%. It's a change from 80% just a few minutes ago, about a half an hour ago, as a matter of fact. Sunday, partly cloudy skies and a high of 78. Temperatures in our area right now, 79 in Franklin, 79 in Stockton, 76 in Raritan, 82 down in Ringo's East Amwell, and 79 up in Reddington. Stay tuned for more of Tech Today right now on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. A fellow NFL quarterback speaks out of...
Well, I'm not sure what's been going on with the world of telephones recently. It feels like the last year or so, the do not call list is being ignored. I don't know if it's intentionally being ignored or the telcos have found a way, or the companies that make those phone calls have found a way to skirt the issue, specifically robocalls. And so I have a Consumer Reports article here that is talking about the potential for a petition to solve this problem. And the title of this article on consumerreports.org is "Make the Telephone Companies Stop Robocalls. Call blocking technology exists, but telcos are reluctant to offer it." Published on May 11th, it says, "Your call is very important to us." Not. That was essentially the response from AT&T, Verizon, and CenturyLink, the three largest carriers in the United States, to a written request from Consumers Union, which is the advocacy arm of Consumer Reports, to take action against the growing onslaught of robocalls. The letters to the telco were written as part of the End Robocalls campaign launched by Consumers Union in February. Close to 300,000 people have signed that petition on the endrobocalls.org campaign website, demanding AT&T, CenturyLink, and Verizon provide customers free, effective call blocking technologies to stop unwanted robocalls. Over 30,000 have shared their stories of how the deluge of unwanted calls, often over 10 calls per day, interrupts their lives and compromises their safety. Verizon, on May 9th, replied that this is an area where we share a common interest. Robocalls burden our customers and potentially reduce the value of the service we provide. But their sympathy ended there. It said, quote, "Although Verizon works hard to identify and shut down illegal robocalls, currently there is no way for a communication provider to ensure that a network-based blocking solution will not accidentally block a legitimate robocall, such as a school closing or public safety announcement," unquote. Verizon's suggestion is, quote, "Industry, law enforcement, and consumer groups can work together to tackle the issue. Meanwhile, consumers are welcome to research, buy, and install call-blocking products such as NomoRobo on their own." And that's spelled N-O-M-O-R-O-B-O. AT&T declared in its letter that addressing robocalls, quote, "is a business priority for AT&T, and asserted that AT&T is working with government and industry to combat the problem. But they sighed, "no easy or comprehensive solution exists to identify and eliminate the illegal or unwanted telemarketing or robocalls from the billions of callers that traverse carrier networks." Perhaps, they suggested, the transition from legacy landlines to internet protocol networks will speed the development of more effective tools. Don't hold your breath. CenturyLink asserted that if it felt your pain. "We understand consumers' concern about the problem of unwanted automated calls and share customers' frustrations. Its solution was to propose that consumers be reminded that they need to exercise caution when dealing with telephone solicitation. There is a solution. The fact is," states the Consumers Union grassroots organizer Timothy Marvin, "technology is available to stop robocalls, but phone companies have been reluctant to offer it to their customers. Given that consumers have found NomoRobo, a service designed to stop robocalls, to be effective, Marvin called on the phone companies to explain why your engineers cannot create software that would provide a similar or even more effective service to all of your subscribers. Meanwhile, you can keep the pressure on the telcos by adding your signature and story at www.endrobocalls.org. The more people who sign up, the less the phone companies will be able to ignore your call." And that was Catherine Friedman. So the software's out there. If you're looking for, I haven't looked at NomoRobo, but it sounds like Consumers Reports is willing to back up that that's an effective solution. I imagine it's there's a price point to it, so you'll have to decide whether that's in your value. In the meantime, if you could go or decide that you want to end it, go to endrobocalls.org and add your signature and see if we can get the telephone companies to either buy Nomo Robo and add it to your service or come up with their own solution. That would be the premium opportunity there. And then another topic that continues to grow in our world is the concept of solar power. And here is an enlightening article that adds more positive to the concept of solar, and in my opinion, probably one of the best ideas that have been out there is the concept of having solar panels actually on or replacing the asphalt, pavement, cement that we drive on, bike on, and walk on. And this article from Engadget from John Fingus says that the first solar bike path is producing more energy than expected. And so it says, back in November, Solar Road launched a test bike path that generates energy through solar cells embedded in concrete. It sounds like an outlandish idea, but it's apparently paying off very quickly. The company has revealed that its road has generated much more energy than expected. It produced 3,000 kilowatts of electricity in the span of just 6 months, 3,000 kilowatts per hour in the span of just 6 months, or enough to power a single person's home for a year. That doesn't sound like much, but Solar Road notes that its path only covers 230-foot stretch in a Dutch village. You'd get a lot more energy from longer, wider roads. Things haven't been going perfectly. The coating on the solar cells, protective glass, tends to peel off when the weather changes, for example, suggesting that the path could be expensive to maintain as is. However, the project is going to last for another 2.5 years, and Solar Road believes that it's has plenty of time to iron out the kinks, and it's confident enough that it plans to test the technology on small municipal roads in the future. Between this and solar roadways in the U.S., you may soon find cycling routes that are in much more saving the environment as getting you from A to B. Very cool stuff. And I've seen, I don't know if you've seen the videos out there, but there's a great video explaining the concept of solar roads on our asphalt, replacing our asphalt, that would be drivable, be able to heat themselves, be able to put LED lights there for you to change the lining of the roads, to be able to warn you of dangers, impending dangers. So it removes the signage, it removes the need for painting, it has heat to be able to remove the snow and ice. And the only thing we have to make sure it's that it can deal with the wear and tear of driving over it. So now we're learning that we could probably get more energy out of it than we expected, and that would be very effective. We're going to take another break. Station ID, we'll be back with more of Tech Today in just a moment.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors.
If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you're considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
All right, we're finishing up on tech today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. You've no doubt realized that this year is the big focus on technology is having to do with health, and now with Apple Watch coming out, well, more stuff is coming your way. Here's a quick little article about a new product that's coming out that might be of interest to you, and it's the $60 Smart Scale integrates with Apple's health app. And it's Shep McAllister of the Commerce Team on DealsKinja.com. And it says that it doesn't have the brand recognition of Fitbit's Aria Smart Scale, but the Easy Home Bluetooth Body Fat Scale is way cheaper at $60 and integrates directly into Apple's HealthKit framework or its own app if you're an Android user. And that means your weight and body fat are automatically synced and tracked alongside any other health data you store on your iPhone. Other health and fitness apps can access the data as well if you grant them access, making this a great component of any sort of quantified self-based fitness routine. So there you got essentially two items to consider. One is this new Easy Home Bluetooth Body Fat Digital Scale. So it's called Easy Home, Easy at Home, E-A-S-Y at sign home, Bluetooth Body Fat Digital Scale. Or you have the Fitbit's Aria Smart Scale, A-R-I-A, as two options. Personally, I think it's overkill. I think you should be able to use your old antiquated scale, read the number, and my gosh, type. Could you imagine typing three numbers into the data rather than having to? But if you're into technology and want to make it connect seamlessly or fight with it when it doesn't work right, that's fine. Go ahead and spend your $60 to do it. That's fine with you, but a little bit overkill on my part. Facebook. The Wall Street Journal says Facebook to start hosting other sites' content this May. So we've kind of brought this attention to you that now more websites have learned especially news websites, have learned that Facebook is still a dominant player, and now they're incorporating it. So Mariella Moon, on May 3rd, says that the Wall Street Journal Facebook will be incorporating new information into it. Facebook might start natively hosting full BuzzFeed, National Geographic, and the New York Times articles and videos as soon as this month. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. This new feature is called Instant Articles, and the social network has been working on it since March. At the very least, Facebook is reportedly offering news organizations special ad models that maximize their earning potential to entice them to sign up. One of the models it's proposing will even allow publishers to keep 100% of what they earn from ads they themselves sell, as well as 70% of the revenues from ads Facebook sells for them. The report says Facebook doesn't mind earning almost nothing from the arrangement because this project was never meant to earn the company money. It's more of a tactic to get people to stay on the website for longer hours. The social network is hoping users would prefer reading posts and watching videos on their news feeds over loading website links, which apparently takes around 8 seconds every time. Despite the enticing offer, some publishers aren't too keen on being more tightly integrated with the social network. They're not happy with the thought of giving the social network control over the content and not having access to their readers' info. In fact, the WSJ says Facebook is still in the midst of closing the deal with its three launch partners, so Instant Articles' debut could still be moved to a later date. Very interesting. But that's the way things are working now. It's all kind of melding. The concept of the portal is starting to disappear, and now it's starting to meld into your news feeds with other items sewn into it via technology. Very interesting stuff. What else do we have? Got disorganized inbox. Business Insider says, a psychologist says a disorganized email inbox can be a sign of intelligence. Well, thank you very much. This article is written by Shanna Leibowitz on April 27th. And thank you, Shanna, for recognizing my IQ. While researching that your inbox reveals about your personality, I was relieved to learn that a disorganized inbox isn't necessarily problematic. As it turns out, email ignorers, or people who keep hundreds or not, if not thousands of unread messages without filing or deleting them, may be savvier than the rest of us. According to Ron Friedman, PhD author of The Best Places to Work, The Art and Science of Creating an Extraordinary Workplace, an overflowing inbox could mean you're overwhelmed or disengaged, but it can also mean that you recognize that monitoring and organizing your emails isn't helping you achieve progress, and that's a sign of intelligence. That's especially true if you work at a company where you routinely receive hundreds of emails every week that don't necessarily call for a response. Ignorers in this situation understand that they don't need to take action on every message right away and probably shouldn't. Email reflects other people's priorities for you, Friedman says, not necessarily important work that requires your immediate attention. Ultimately, it all comes down to what makes you feel productive, and ignoring may actually be more in tune with what the concept that people who are obsessed about maintaining inbox zero. All right, thank you. I'm going to take that as a positive, and we'll move on from there. Time is 10:54. We're about to wrap up because I got to switch the station over to the Flemington area once again. So let me end right here with Do Not Fear Technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. That is the mission of tech today, and hopefully we've imparted that mission onto you. I'll be back again in the studio next Tuesday. Thank you for listening. And hey, if your inbox is completely messed up with thousands of messages like mine is, you can walk tall and stand proud. Some Things About Money will be up next. I have to switch the station over, and then Food for Thought is on at lunchtime. Thanks for listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Hey, what's up? Holla at ya boy. XOXOXO. You getting these texts? Question mark. Where are you? What are you doing? OMG, you are making me mad. You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Wendy's presents Red in Looking Up.
Oh boy!
Great. The elevator's stuck.
I love when the elevator's stuck.
What's gotten into you?
Oh, just this honest tropical green tea from Wendy's. Changes your whole perspective.
Okay, you do know we're trapped, though, right?
On a tropical island.
With no lights.
On a starry night.
Need a sit-me-up? Only Wendy's has new Honest Tropical Green Tea. Organic, lightly sweetened, and hints of mango and pineapple flavors.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's.
Confusion over someone or have sudden...
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a
sudden about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And let's see.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. A fellow NFL quarterback speaks out about Tom Brady after the Patriots quarterback was handed a four-game suspension. The New York Giants' Eli Manning says he doesn't like to see players get punished.
Tom's been a friend of mine. I don't like to see anybody get suspended. I don't like to see anybody get in trouble. I don't like to see anything happen to the NFL or to a player or to another quarterback.
Investigators found that Brady was at least aware of game balls being deflated before the AFC Championship game against the Indianapolis Colts back in January. A former deputy director of the CIA says recent reports concerning the killing of Osama bin Laden are untrue. Michael Morrell tells Fox News that he was a part of the process from beginning to end.
I was in the meeting with the president when the president decided we will not tell the Pakistanis, we will share none of this with the Pakistanis. The president sent me to Pakistan after the raid.
The death toll is climbing from the latest major earthquake to hit Nepal. The latest reports put the number of dead at more than a dozen. This is USA Headline News.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month working from home with their own home-based business. All you'll need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We'll teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondusa.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondusa.com. That's 7secondusa.com.
A witness to the shooting involving George Zimmerman says the shooter pleaded with him to call 911.
Guy came pulling up and said, please call 911. Will you please call 911? I was like, well, what happened? He's like, I just shot George Zimmerman.
The lawyer for Matt Epperson did not go into detail, but said his client has a concealed weapons permit and called the shooting justified. Zimmerman is best known for shooting and killing Trayvon Martin in 2012 and later being acquitted for murder. Zimmerman and Epperson were involved in a confrontation last fall, but it's unclear how that incident is related to Monday's shootings. A witness to the shooting involving Zimmerman says Epperson explained what led to the incident. General Motors Compensation Fund now says faulty ignition switches led to at least 100 deaths. The fund approved the 100th death claim yesterday. GM said last year it knew of only 13 deaths related to ignition switches that suddenly shut off engines and disabled airbags. Internal and government investigations revealed that GM knew about the problem more than 10 years before it became